Welcome to episode 1032. It's Monday, May 18th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and Casper.com, plus listeners like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Looking for a new mattress? Save $50 on your purchase when you visit Casper.com/GeekNews. More on that later. Start supporting the show today by becoming a GNC Insider at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, VizTech. It's here. Hey, folks, I got a great show lined up for you. It's been a week. I was off for one of my son's events. We'll talk about that. Lots to share. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central. Course, again, my name is Todd Cochran. I'm just absolutely thrilled to be here with you today. I've got a great show lined up for you. Lots to talk about, lots to share. I tell you, things have been pretty busy. As you can expect, we are essentially in graduation time here in Honolulu. All the festivities, parties. It's I know many of you in the mainland and or in the lower 48, as I like to call, are not at that point yet. But here in Honolulu, we are. So family starts arriving on Saturday. But until then, I think we're going to have two full shows for you this week, and then two full shows next week. Don't expect any downtime, but a lot going on in between then or now and then. But again, a very, very warm welcome to all the longtime listeners and viewers, the Ohana. And for those of you who are brand new to the show, Ohana means family. I want to welcome you to our Ohana of listeners, our family of listeners. Thank you for being here. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And I tell you, there's a lot to share, and I guess I'll just go through and just let you guys know. Of course, you can always reach me at geeknews@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Of course, I'm now pushing the wrong buttons. Yeah. At least I'm trying to. You can reach me on Twitter at geeknews, and you can reach me on Facebook, on Google+, and all those locations. But really, the best way to get through to the show is geeknews at gmail.com. And of course, being that you're brand new, I want you to take some time and get over to geeknewscentral.com. The writers over there continue to hack away, and we are still going to have lots of great content on the website. I'm going to be doing some more writing. I've kind of made a decision to do that, to continue to put content out and make sure the site's got fresh content every day, so you're going to be seeing more articles from me and, of course, the team as well. But definitely get over to the website. We've got lots of content, and there's lots of great shows on the network as well. So we've got the New Media Show that I do with Rob Greenlee every Saturday morning. We've got the Health Tech Weekly Show that's with Jamie Davis. Of course, he's been putting out lots of great content on the health side. And then we've got the Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain. And I think Don is in Vermont or Rhode Island, or he's out east right now. I saw him tweeting something today. We've got Robot Underpants. We've got Todd Ani and the Elder Divide. So Todd's been putting out lots of great content. Matter of fact, him and I were sharing some emails today. I was missing a video, so we're going to be looking for that. I do want to let you guys know of a change. I've told you guys I've been doing some planning, but as of June, whatever the last day in June is, 31st or something like that, That'll be the last day that Robot Underpants will be producing directly on geeknewscentral.com. We want you guys to make sure that if you're subscribed to Langley's show, that you are via his iTunes link and via his RSS feed at robotunderpants.com. We'll be redirecting his RSS feed over to his website. And really, this was my decision to make this change. And Langley's done a great job with this, but I wanted to kind of refocus, and we'll be bringing out some new shows sometime in June or early July. I've already been talked with a couple of shows about coming on. And I'm also at this point also taking auditions. So if you are thinking about doing a show, I'd like to hear from you as well. But definitely two shows in the ringer from consideration. We'll keep you guys advised on what's going on that. But there'll be some changes here on Geekness Central in the coming weeks and months as we continue to move into our next 10 years of creating content. We want to make sure that when you're over at geeknewscentral.com, of course, I've still got you on the website. For those of you watching the video, you get subscribed. And it's real easy via iTunes or on Android or just with your regular RSS feed. So you click one of the three buttons there that's applicable, and you will bit. You'll either be presented an app that you can use to one-click subscribe via Android, or you're just going to get the podcast app that's going to pop up on iTunes. And we want you to be subscribed and also subscribe to the newsletter so that you get all the I send out an email following the show that contains all the content that I'm going to talk about in today's podcast. It'll be in there for you to review. Of course, find us on the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku, on Google TV. For those of you who still have it, we're trying to get the Android TV app completely ported. That's a work in progress. But a variety of different devices you can watch us really on really anything that's out there today on the Apple TV if you're subscribed directly. I want to introduce tonight a new sponsor, and actually hope to have had them on a couple weeks earlier. So we've got 12 days before the end of the month. And, so we, they sent a queen size in the new sponsors, Casper. They sent me a queen, mattress. I did not need a queen. I had actually asked them to send a twin, and in retrospect, they're sending a twin, but I wanted to get this in the queue so that I could talk about it and talk about it fairly. So this past weekend, much to maybe the chagrin of my wife, I pulled our very expensive, very new, within a couple of, not so new, maybe 3 years, mattress off our family bed, had my son and I carried it into the garage, and Casper had delivered this mattress in a box. Now, you think about it, I'm in Hawaii. How does a mattress get to you in Hawaii? And let me just step back and tell you that my son, I had bought a twin mattress online from him from a competitor of Casper maybe a year ago. And when the box arrived, we just kind of carried it. I think one person carried it in the house. And we opened it up, and it was, you know, it was compressed, and it opened up. And then within about 3 or 4 hours, it expanded, and it was good to go. And I had laid on that mattress of his a number of times, either, you know, hanging out with him or, you know, sometimes you're going in doing the dad thing. And the next thing you know, you wake up 5 hours later. But, so I was real curious to see what the difference was, and I could just tell in the box this thing came in, it was much more aggressively built, and just from a weight standpoint. So popped it open, got it out, it kind of unfolded itself, expanded, and it combines premium latex foam with memory foam. Maybe you have memory foam on maybe the mattress you have now, maybe you don't. And I could tell right really out of the box, and it's kind of weird to say that, out of the box, that this mattress was well made. And Casper is an online retailer of premium mattresses that basically offer products for a fraction of the cost. The mattress industry, you know, you go in and they got 25 different models and 25 different stories about one's better than the other. And then you walk out and you've spent $3,000-$4,000 and you're scratching your head saying, why? You know, and we all know that typically most mattresses can cost over $1,500, but Casper mattresses cost between $500 for a twin, $600 for a twin XL, $750 for a full size, $850 for a queen, and $950 for a king. So my biggest thing was, okay, let's get this thing in the bedroom. I get it on, get the sheets on it, set it up. Okay, how's it gonna sleep? And I was actually shocked at how well it slept. And I would say that the quality of the sleep and the feel was comparable. And it's real hard. It's real hard to say exactly what was different, but I don't like things too soft. I don't like things too firm. And this is kind of the feel I got. I felt cozy. And I've been in it now, let's see here, I guess two full nights. So I need some more time. But here's the deal on this offer from Casper. You can get one completely risk-free. They offer free delivery and returns within 100 days. You don't like it, you can send it back. It's that simple. Lying on a bed for 4 minutes a showroom just doesn't work. So they understand the importance of trying out a mattress. And I can tell you that this thing has been obsessively engineered. And it, to me, it appears at a very shockingly fair price. And again, as I said, it has the right feel when I'm laying in it. But the two technologies, like latex foam and memory foam, it does sleep very, very well. Again, you get a risk-free trial, return policy, 100 days. It's made in the United States. Talked about the price already. But all you got to do is go over to Casper.com. And let me bring this up on the website or on the live stream. Go to Casper.com/geeknews. You'll get $50 off your order. So get $50 toward any mattress purchased by visiting, again, Casper.com/geeknews. And you're going to come over to the website. And you see exactly what it looks like. You can get some more details. And I'm really impressed. I really am. I didn't know what to expect, having slept on the one we'd bought for my son. And it was one of the reasons I'd asked for a twin, because we're going to swap his out. And so now I've got an extra queen, and we're trying to kind of figure out what we're going to do with that. I've asked for some guidance from the vendor. But I'm going to, you know, be on it for the next 2 or 3 weeks, at least at a minimum. I'll let you guys know, maybe permanently. I don't know. It's my wife, you know, is giving me that eyeball. But this thing is going to be wonderful for any kid's room. Absolutely fantastic. Cannot go wrong there. And for us, it's fine as well. But again, Casper.com/geeknews. Give it a try. Check it out. I want to thank them for being a sponsor here, brand new sponsor here at Geek News Central. And I know I spent a lot of time on that, but I wanted to get into it the beginning, first time we've talked about them. And I'll share more of my experience and less of the details as we move forward. All right, I want to get through my stack of notes, and we're already running late, so I apologize. But looking for some feedback. I got some critical advice on the audio on the video. So tonight I'm going to do some additional processing to the video audio, and it should be very comparable to the audio version of the podcast. So if you have some feedback for me, I'd love that. Tell me what you know, those of you especially been here a while, the audio shouldn't have shifted, but I think it has a little bit. Tell me where you think it's at. I definitely appreciate it. I told you about my son's concert. Put that post up on Facebook if you want to see it, facebook.com/Cochran. Can find that. Again, graduation activities. My mom, sister, and my two nieces are coming getting in Saturday night. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Insider Program as we move forward. Talk about some goals, what we're going to accomplish by certain layers, certain levels of contributions to the show. We're in a new phase. And it's important for you guys to consider coming on as an insider more than ever. And I'll be sharing more about that as we move forward in the future here. But one thing I wanted to do is Trucker Tom had sent in a voicemail, and we didn't get to play it on the last show because I wasn't prepared to play the audio. What I want to do is I'm going to play that here at the top of the show, then we're going to jump right into the tech, and we're going to talk about the news of the day. So let me go ahead and play this now. Again, this is from Trucker Tom, and it was based on the self-driving vehicles, and this is from a truck driver's perspective.
Hey, Todd. Tom Wiles here, a.k.a. Trucker Tom. I was listening to your latest podcast, and you were talking about self-driving vehicles, and that kind of prompted me to write and publish an article there on geeknewscentral.com about this topic. I'm pretty much of a skeptic when it comes to the idea of self-driving vehicles. I think it's much more likely that we're going to end up seeing kind of the super cruise control systems. I think that makes a lot more sense as opposed to vehicles that are 100% autonomous. And as far as self-driving trucks, same thing applies even more so because there's just too many variables that a self-driving truck just can't handle. And there's one big thing that sticks out like a sore thumb, and that's security of the cargo. Truck driver, besides driving a lot, ends up sort of as a de facto security guard, kind of watching the cargo, watching the truck, watching the cargo. And if there's a human being around, something is a lot less likely to get robbed than if the place is abandoned. And that applies to trucks, it applies to houses, it applies to neighborhoods, houses in neighborhoods. If somebody's around, much less likely to be robbed versus if nobody's around. So in any case, I won't go through the whole article, but because it makes a comment too long. Great show. Keep up the great work. We'll catch you later.
Thanks, Tom, for that. I definitely appreciate it. And it's fun to have an audio comment from time to time, isn't it? That's the kind of audience interaction I love. I think, Tom, I guess maybe you and I will have to agree to disagree a little bit. I think what will happen, and it's not going to be right away with trucks, but let's look forward 10, 15 years as the technology gets more advanced and that they can, basically put security cameras, detection devices on the vehicles when they don't have to pay that labor cost. They can invest that in technology. I really think that over time, my kind of thought process of, and again, it might be a modified type of deal, whereas let's say you've got a 300-mile stretch of road and a 40-mile stretch to get through a city. I could see them having, again, way stations where there are nothing but a team of drivers that maybe cross vehicles across high-traffic divides, tricky driving landscape, a variety of different things. But I could see in areas where trucks would become semi-autonomous. And, I think one thing we have to consider is that today, the way the UAVs work is that you've got a guy that is basically in a trailer, and he takes that aircraft and he gets it in the air, and he gets it to flight cruise mode, and then he hands it off to the next guy. And then he goes back and he either lands the next UAV or takes one off. This guy is kind of the terminal guy. He's the guy that's local that can control the vehicle. Then when he passes off to the eye in the sky, the guy that's maybe in a whole nother country to fly the mission, and gets back and they hand it back off to that local controller. So you could have this situation where these vehicles are more than one vehicle is managed by more than one truck driver. You could have, the vehicles will be largely autonomous, and then when they need some additional navigation support, the remote control driver checks in and via satellite feed controls the vehicle. I know that there's a lot of variables there and a lot of technology we have to overcome, but I really think that this is potential in the next 10 or 15 years. Agreed. There's a lot of variables there. Security is one. But I think a lot of that can be overcome by technology, and they'll be willing to take a little higher risk depending on how much, again, how much labor costs that they have saved. But anyway, we'll see. We'll be here together to talk about this as time goes on. But thanks for your audio comment. I definitely appreciate it. And of course, Tom is a contributing writer at Geek News Central. He puts an article once in a while, not too often. But every then again, you'll see Tom Wiles as the submitter. So keep an eye on it over at GNC. Okay. I want to start off today and just talk about this hacker who is now getting deeper in trouble. Originally, we didn't think, based on a story that broke maybe a month ago, that this guy didn't do as bad of a deed as he did. But it turns out that apparently over the past couple of years, between 2011 and 2014, he may have compromised aircraft systems 15 to 20 times using custom hardware and some standard software tools. So this security researcher has told federal agents that he was able to hack into an aircraft computer system mid-flight numerous times through the in-flight entertainment systems. At one point, he said he was able to cause the plane he was on to move sideways. Well, you know, really not sideways, but, you know, maybe change a trim tab or something. All these claims are being investigated. And United, who is the airline involved, has cast doubt on whether it was possible to control an airplane through the entertainment system or get through the firewall. Now, the researcher, Chris Roberts, is now become the subject of an intense attack by fellow security researchers that he could have endangered passengers on board an aircraft. I'll let our resident career captain, Jack, weigh in on this. But, you know, these computers, you know, you look at military aircraft and many of the, like the F-16, is fly-by-wire. So it's not necessarily that big of a stretch. Most of the aircraft today, the modern aircraft, and again, I don't know the full details of the 777, but specifically they talked about the 737, and I think in that aircraft, I think there are still actual physical wires that transverse the length of the aircraft that basically assist or act as a backup if you basically take out hydraulic assist, a variety of different things to control the flaps and so forth. And I may be wrong on that. Again, I'm not an aircraft mechanic. I worked on electronic systems. It was non-flight stuff when I was in the military. But I'm not, you know, the autopilot is obviously, you know, digitally controlling the aircraft and be able to make it go up, down, and turn. And there's a variety of things that can be done through the, you know, the toggle switches on the yoke. So to think that this guy could have done this, yes, I think it's potential. Stupid? Absolutely. And it makes you wonder, really, in the scheme of things, why this guy would do this more than once. You would think that if it was real serious, he would ask United or any other airline, hey, we want to test the security on your systems, and we'll come in, and can we test on an aircraft that's on the deck? Believe it or not, you can trick an aircraft into thinking it's flying. Most aircraft have a weight on wheel sensor. You pull the circuit breaker to that weight on wheel sensor, and through a number of bypass procedures, you could actually, you know, you can't make the wheels necessarily retract, but you can trick the aircraft into really think it's in flight, even though it's sitting still on the ground. And you could control the flaps and the flight controls and even to engage probably the autopilot system and do simulated commands to that. So I think potentially here that this could smell trouble for the airlines as well, because if it's true that this guy was able to hack their system, what's it going to be? Is some rogue terrorist decides that he is going to tap into the systems and turn motors off, or put the aircraft in a dive, take control of the aircraft? Is that possible in this day and age? I think it is. And would a person have to be pretty sophisticated? Oh, absolutely. Would they have to know proprietary flight code and commands? I am absolutely sure of that as well. But the airplanes of today are a lot of computers, a lot of network connectivity, redundant systems, many times one or two, maybe even three backbones. Same thing with ICS and navigation systems. You know, most aircraft have at least two inertial nav units, have maybe one or two GPS systems, a variety of systems, low altitude warning system, RAWs, that's, you know, each independent system for each pilot and co-pilot. It's all this stuff to prevent from aircraft from, you know, ending up places they shouldn't be, or in flight profiles that can cause catastrophic failures of the aircraft. And it makes me very, very curious why this guy did what he did. And it makes you wonder that there should be absolute isolation between anything that's in the crew cabin area and the flight systems. It's just, you know, if you think about networks today and the flight entertainment systems, most of that stuff is network driven. They got Wi-Fi in the aircraft. All that stuff should be on its self-contained network, and there should be no way, absolutely no way, that you could jump from that to a flight system from anywhere in the crew or in the passenger compartment area. You should, okay, let's say the hacker does plug in to something that is in the passenger area. All right, he's going to mess with the entertainment system. He's going to change someone's movie or change someone's music channel. Okay, that's stuff that the airlines can deal with. But when it comes to a physical wire in between the entertainment system and the flight system, that to me sounds like, how is that even possible? So I do not have access to a 777 or 737 wiring diagrams. I probably within 15 minutes of being able to get access to those type of drawings would be able to tell you if those systems are interconnected in any way. And if I was anyone that was semi in charge of any of these airlines, I think I would be immediately, give me a pair of dikes. Let's cut the line between that. But if you think about it, when the pilots come over the ICS, and you're on an entertainment system today, it pauses the flight entertainment system. The pilot comes in and you can hear him in your headset. So a series of things have to happen there. He clicks the ICS or the crew intercom connection. That's flipping a relay somewhere. And that's probably a physical relay to allow that audio to override what's being over in the entertainment system. But is that just a physical wire that an internet can go through? That's acceptable. But if it's via IP, oh my goodness. I would doubt, based upon the intercom systems I've seen, Benton had exposure to, that there would be a internet connection from the cockpit to the passenger area into the speakers and headphones. I think that would be a hardwired you know, there'd be a relay that would flip when he clicked that button to talk to the passengers. So I'm sure we've got a few people on here that are maybe 777, 737 experts. Love to hear from you. Please tell me, is there a network cable, any type of interconnection between the entertainment system and the aircraft? Or are any of these systems housed in the same chassis? Does the entertainment system have its own, you know, essentially computer and network or a network attached storage? Is there, you know, is there an air gap? I'd love to hear that. But anyway, this guy is probably going to go to jail with the way this is shaping up. But amazing stuff that he would even do that in flight. It's totally, it just blows me away. But I know we got a few people that work for Boeing that listen to this show. I got a buddy that works for Boeing. I'd call him. Maybe he can tell me. Maybe he can. I bet you if I was Boeing, I would have sent out a company-wide memo to just put a, you know, no discussions about this. But there's enough people that have worked for the airline industry as a electrician that they will know how these systems interconnect these days. I don't have any clue at this point on how those work. The systems, the aircraft I worked on were pretty old. So anyway, I digress. We will continue to move on. Hey, I want to thank the folks over at Time Warner. I think they've made my decision pretty easy. Two things. I called them and told them, hey, how can we reduce the bill? And Time Warner says, well, we found this extra little HD package that you don't really need. That'll save you $7. I said, well, okay, that's a good start. What else? And I went to Dead Air. And I said, okay, well, I said, being that you can only save me $7, maybe it's time to cut the cord. And immediately, boom. Oh, we'd like to hand you off to our other representative that's in retainment. I'm like, oh, okay. So this is usually where they offer you another deal, right? This lady got on the phone and she hem-hawed and it's about 20 minutes. They never said that she didn't want to cancel my service, but, you know, here's some options. Well, I noticed you don't have home phone or you don't have home security. If you add those, you qualify for more discounts. And get this, it was actually cheaper for me to have added home phone to my package, so I would have triple play, internet, cable, and home phone. Who has a home phone? To that triple play would have lowered my bill like $11 on top of the $6.95. And I'm just like, okay, you're going to give me one additional service and make it cheaper. She said, oh, it's cheaper. We get more discounts the more you buy. And I'm like, okay, so you've really lowered my bill $17. So instead of paying $220, I'm down to $203. And, you know, so then I said, okay, so let's drop the internet down a level from I'll go to the 75 down, 5 up package instead of having the 100 down, 5 up package. Just save me a little money there. Oh, sir, we discontinued the 75 and the 50 down packages. The only thing we have right now is the 20 and the 100. 20/3, 100/5. I said, so you don't have any other options in between, just those two. Oh, no, this is all we have. So I'm getting more pissed, and I get it done, and I'm like, listen, I don't have time to talk to you anymore. I'm going to talk to my wife about this. We're going to make a decision, and we're close. We are very, very, I probably make a decision tomorrow on whether or not we pull the plug. And I've been, you know, you guys have all sent me a bunch of links in the past and told me how you access stuff. And so I'm really kind of looking at the alternatives, and I'm just this close to cutting the cord again and just going for it. My kids are not happy about this because they've lived through this once. And they're not pleased about having to go this way. But you know, I think the folks over at TechDirt summed it up pretty closely in saying, imagine if everything we priced was priced like cable service. So you know, you call your local pizza joint and they say, oh yeah, we got a $3 pizza for you. But if you want, and when we get that delivered to you, that'll be $22.80. And you're like, well, how did I go from $3 to $22.80? Well, we're going to give you the heating element recovery if you have $1.50. We're going to tack on the a crust browning surcharge of $2. We're going to give you a service fee of a cook service fee for $4. We're going to give you a driver service fee for $4. You're going to contribute to the Universal Pizza Fund for $1.20. And, oh, you're going to give us $2.18 for our clean the toilet fee. And, oh, by the way, plus tax. So that's how cable gets you where you're in your wallet. You don't know. And I still don't know, even talking to them, exactly, because of their bill, exactly how much each of these services costs. I did get the HBO and Showtime stuff broke down, and she was not happy when I started talking about the, basically buying HBO online. And she, man, I went into this. You could tell they had a script ready. But anyway, two cool articles I have about cutting the cord linked up in the show notes for you guys and some ways to save some cash. With all these drones flying around, and I think we're going to be flying one around here soon. We'll talk about more when that arrives. But in Japan, a company has come up with some technology that's a drone detector. It's a system that sniffs out any shady eyes in the sky, and it looks and it hones in on the blade frequency. To spot unwelcome UAVs, the detection system listens again for telltale sounds, and each drone has an audio footprint. And they will detect the direction of approach or where the drone is at. And then they can essentially issue security folks. Now, I think what's ultimately going to happen, they're going to have attack drones. They're going to have drones. They're going to seek out other drones and basically take them out. I could foresee that very easily happening. And that's probably going to become a sub-business of its own. Apparently, some radioactive material was dropped on the prime minister's roof via a drone and a variety of things. So they're becoming very hypersensitive to drones in Japan. How's the drones in your area? Are they bothering you already? Hey, Apple's readying its first significant Apple Watch update. And they've also are coming out with a TV kit SDK for Apple TV. So I think we can expect next month big announcements from Apple on the Apple TV, and looking forward to see what they're able to roll out there. For those of you who have an Apple Watch, you will be getting an upgrade here shortly. Ransomware is really on the grow, and there's a good article on PC World talking about the number of people that have gotten attacked and the cost to basically get out of jail. As much as $550 if you pay by Bitcoin and $1,000 if you have to pay by PayPal. And folks, once they paid their ransom, sometimes they find that their files have been double encrypted and aren't able to get out of the, basically they've spent the money for nothing. Now, at the same time, one good piece of news is that Cisco has recently developed a tool that is capable of decrypting files affected by some of the Tesla crypt versions without having victims to pay a ransom. So just be aware of that. Keep that in mind here on this May 18th show on whether or not you are going to be able to get out of this encrypt ransomware for free or not. Or if you know someone that has trouble, maybe point them at this article. All right, genetically engineered yeast is making it possible, listen to this, to brew morphine. The New York Times reports that a newly developed yeast strain will soon make it possible to create morphine from fermentation of sugar. While no one has claimed to make morphine in a lab from scratch yet, concerns are already being raised about the potential abuse. According to the Time article, this rapid progress in synthetic biology has set off a debate about how and whether to regulate it. Experts said this week in a commentary in Nature Chemical Biology that drug regulatory authorities are ill-prepared to control a process that will benefit the heroin trade much more than the prescription painkiller trade. The world should take steps to head that off, they argue, by locking up the bioengineered yeast strains and restricting access to DNA that would let drug cartels reproduce them. If they've already talked about it, this stuff is already in the bad guys' hands. And if it's not, it will be soon. Because they will come with a suitcase of money, and or two, or three, or four, or five, and they will find the scientists on this project, and they will find one, and they will bribe him to produce this bioengineered yeast strain, or giving them access to the DNA so they can reproduce this. Just goes to show you, times are changing, folks. Maybe another 20 years, instead of going to the drugstore to get your prescription, the machine in your house will pump out the pills that you need, or maybe not need. It could be a very, very slippery slope. All right, deadline is loomed to renew the bulk phone metadata surveillance package. And boy, I tell you, there's lots of hyperbole on each side of the fence. Some trying to shut it down, some trying to preserve it. So wherever the truth may lay, a survey released this past Monday, or today, shows that of 1,001 likely voters, suggests that 60% of Americans want surveillance reform, while 34% want to preserve the status quo. So the Senate's going to vote on the House's USA Freedom Act. And in the meanwhile, they could come up later this week. But Senator McConnell wants lawmakers to approve his bill that would allow the program to continue unabated as is until 2020. And as the deadline looms, he'll study for a 2-month extension of the spying program to buy more time to work out a deal. So we'll see where this goes. And, if you want change, you have to get on the phone. The FBI is saying it has no idea why law enforcement agencies are following the terms of its Stingray non-disclosure agreements. That's kind of a funny statement, right? Let me read that again. The FBI says it has no idea why law enforcement agencies are following the terms of its Stingray non-disclosure agreements. I won't go into the article, but when they've got a copy of the NDA, once you read it, you'll understand why these law enforcement agencies aren't talking about the use of this device. And I think you'll get a pretty good kick out of it. It's a little tongue-in-cheek here for everyone. Hey, the International Space Station may get laser cannon to vaporize orbital debris. The Japanese, if they have their way within the next 4 or 5 years, will be sending up a laser that's powerful enough to basically zap space junk, or at least change its trajectory towards deorbiting. So this would be talking about little itty bitty pieces. And this laser would be capable of 100,000 watts and fire 10,000 pulses per second, giving it a range of about 60 miles. So that's pretty interesting stuff here. So very, very, very cool. We'll see what happens. Hey, I want to thank GoDaddy here for being a sponsor at Geek News Central. GoDaddy's been here a long time, and as you guys all know, GoDaddy has always continued to produce us great codes, and it's no exception right now. We've got 30% off on new product purchases, 99cent.com. We've got $1 per month website builders where you get a domain website builder and a Microsoft Outlook email address, $1 a month for 12 months, or we've got $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. So we want you to go over there. New customers, you guys make out the best. If you're not a customer of GoDaddy, this is where new customers save the most by using the 30% off code on new product purchases. We definitely appreciate everyone that uses those codes, shares them with your friends, family members, people that you know. It helps us here at this show, and it also definitely allows us to keep the lights on and allows you to support us in a way by buying products with GoDaddy. Anyway, thanks GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. Okay, so let me look up here. And there's an article over on Yahoo talking about a new app. Specifically, it's called IIN. And what it is, it's a feed app. And the reviewer says, I just love this thing. It seems to be well monitored. And you won't see the same article twice. And it's a great option for people who want to see what's trending at any given moment in a sleek and simple interface. So IIIN is the app. And definitely check it out. And definitely interesting. And then again, this is for the Android device. For those of you that are interested, I have a link up in the show notes for you on that, okay? Also, AT&T CEO, as you guys know, they have continued to start invest money again when they said they wouldn't in fiber rollouts across the country. So the AT&T CEO said, we kind of, we're going to win this Title II thing. So we're very confident. So we're going to continue to spend money. So just posturing, they were very much posturing and they lost. So we'll see where this leads as this thing warms up in the court. Those of you that are have your own websites, especially have your own .com, if you're on a lower end hosting package, may I suggest Cloudflare? It's a service that I'm using here at Geek News Central, largely to mitigate some denial of service attack type stuff. So Cloudflare sets in between basically my server and you, and caches some of the media, removes some of the white space. It all looks the same on your side. It just delivers it more efficiently and saves me some bandwidth costs. So definitely check out cloudflare.com, especially if you're using a WordPress site on a lower-end hosting service. I know when you're using on GoDaddy, you're fine, but many of you are hosted all over the place. Okay, on The Verge, Facebook is being reported that they may let business contact customers contact you through WhatsApp. So I'm not, I haven't used WhatsApp before. I think my daughter uses it. But as part of a grander plan to make Facebook Messenger platform all its own, the company said it would soon let Messenger users communicate directly with businesses and brands for customer service inquiries and the like. Now, it seems like Facebook is considering going up the same functionality again for its other massive chat network, WhatsApp, as reported by Bloomberg. So time will tell on that. So both Messenger and WhatsApp. Apple's also made an acquisition. They've bought the GPS firm Coherent Navigation. And Coherent Navigation is a global positioning GPS-related company. Started in 2008, and they use low altitude communications satellites to have some incredible accuracy on their devices. So I think they want to get things. Basically, what happens is Apple wants you to have very accurate locations no matter where you're at walking around. And they're willing to spend a lot of money to basically increase your accuracy. So, maybe this is, again, another car play as well. But, again, Apple's purchased GPS firm Coherent Navigation. And not at all familiar with them, but I understand the strategy point. Okay. Spotify has announced a Starbucks partnership. Your baristas are going to be the DJs of Spotify while you're inside the establishments. And they're building a music ecosystem across retail stores. And by joining forces with, the popular streaming service, a giant coffee chain hopes to create an experience that will benefit loyal customers, particularly those who are part of the My Starbucks Reward Program. If you're one of them, you'll have the chance to earn stars as currency points for subscribing to Spotify Premium, which offers access to millions of songs. So, again, these interesting partnerships. And for folks that love their Java, they can get a few extra points by, again, paying for those premium services offered by Spotify. All right, Daily Dirt over on Tech Dirt, no electricity. Well, they've got some tips here for you to lower your environmental impact, or maybe prepare for the Armageddon or zombie attacks or whatever it may be. They've got a portable washing machine for clothes. They can clean 6 or 7 articles of clothing using pedal power. They got a device where you can build a zeer pot to keep stuff cool without electricity. And basically, it's an evaporative cooler. And also, they've got the ability, if you want to cook something without lugging around any kind of fuel, you can pre-order a GoSun grill from a Kickstarter product. So these are some of the daily deals that they offer up. I have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. All right, where are we at on time? I'm behind. You know, you guys know I love Sonos. And if someone out there really loves me and want to buy me a couple of Sonos speakers, I can always use them. But you can get yourself 2 Sonos Play 1 speakers today for $350. That's a savings of $50 compared to buying them separately, and a bigger discount than the rare ones we've accustomed to. Again, take advantage of this promotion. Start your collection of Sonos speakers and add 2 more rooms to your Sonos coverage area, and pair them with your favorite soundbar for amazing wireless surround audio. I do love their speakers. I really do. I've got 2 plus a unit that hooks up to some speakers in my my living room. John McAfee has got this interesting article. He talks about this approaching nightmare called capitalistic totalitarianism. And he's getting a little paranoid, to say the least. But he does have an interesting read here about, privacy and the things going on in this country today as it relates to the Constitution and how the founders thought things should be, which may have slipped just a little bit. Also, over on Global Hacking News, Tesla just got the green light to sell electric cars in Maryland. Governor allows Tesla to sell directly to consumers. So this is a good news. And Bill 235 will allow Tesla to open up to 4 dealerships in Maryland starting in October. So this is good, 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 good. And I guess I get a little encouragement by the FTC. So interesting development there. So if you're in Maryland, you want a Tesla, soon. You can get one legally in state. All right, Windows 10 upgrade. Free doesn't mean it won't cost anything. And I was reading today on this about the basically 3 different kind of upgrade paths you're going to have. And some of it has to do with whether or not you're going to be on the current branch, whether you're going to be on the current branch for business, or if you're going to be a long-term servicing branch like a big company or corporation would be. But I'm still trying to completely dissect how this Windows 10 upgrade program is going to work, what we're going to get as consumers. I've actually considered joining the early rollout group and basically pre-install Windows 10 and on my machine here. Been a little chicken to do it, and largely because I don't have a lot of time, but I'm definitely going to consider it here soon. And I have another sub-article that's kind of related to that as well. Alibaba, as you may have heard, got sued because of counterfeit goods, and they're going to implement a visual code system that is kind of unique. And basically what it is, it's a dotless visual code. It'll work only one time. So basically, you'll have to have a special scanning software to read them. And scammers just can't simply rehash the codes or write apps that claim that their product's legit. So the first visual codes will show up on Pharaoh's Chocolates and L'Oreal Cosmetics. But they do have an app already that will read the codes and basically prove that you got what you ordered, which is an interest. I don't know how they can keep rogue companies from sending you bad stuff. I guess they just won't be as part of this visual QR code that they're going to send. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes. A little bit confusing to me yet on how it's being implemented and how they're going to solve the counterfeit problem. But maybe they'll have only certified vendors that will actually get these codes, which would be smart. Our Easy TV shut down after hostile takeover. And this is a crazy story. Someone wanted these domains bad. they're basically every year you have to update your contact information for ICANN. You have to tell them, yes, my professional, my commercial, and my technical contacts are correct, addresses, telephone numbers, et cetera, et cetera. And if you fail to do that, your domain can be delisted and you can lose your domain. Well, that's what happened to easy.tv or EasyTV on one of their domains that they weren't using. And this group of scammers were well prepared. They'd set up a shell company with letterhead and a business address and everything. And when they got access to one domain, they cascaded that into capturing all the other ones. And everyone that has a number of domains should read this. And when they tell you to update your data, you better do it, because this type of craziness cannot continue. Little H2O here. I'm almost out of H2O, so about 3/4 of the way through the stuff today. I see we're already long. In Japan, when you buy a cell phone, oftentimes the representative will come right to your house. They'll show you how to use it. They'll set it up. They'll get everything transferred. It's an in-home. It's fantastic. And I've been at my mother-in-law's house when the rep came. Actually, my sister-in-law, she is pretty high up in the muckety-muck chain of a mobile company in Japan. And we had talked about this type of service before. I thought it remarkable. But in June, Sprint customers who are located in New York City, Denver, or San Francisco will have the option to have a representative deliver their new smartphone to them in their home and have them set it up in your location. So someone's taking some lessons from Japan on cell phone service. This is the type of deal. You don't want to go stand in line to come to you. It's perfect. You sit down at your kitchen table and, you know, go through the process and get your phone set up, and you don't have to stand in line and deal with people and parking and everything else. Smart, smart, smart. All right, the president has gotten his own Twitter account. It's at POTUS, POTUS. Of course, those of you that don't know what POTUS means, it's President of the United States, POTUS. And he's going to have to borrow a device to tweet. But they finally let him have an account. And if you reply to his account, it will go in the official federal record. So don't do like some people have done and been nasty and reply. It could get you, number one, into trouble, and also end up having your name show up in the federal documents. And, you know, they have to store every piece of communication. Samsung may not need to pay its $930 million fine in the Apple patent case. It's being reduced. We'll know what happens here in the next month or so. But they did throw out a couple of things from the trial, which is going to cause the penalty to go down, specifically the Apple trademark. Apparently is that particular part of the lawsuit is not holding. In a just absolute shame on society, and this simply I find incredible, some folks are just plain addicted when it comes to computer gaming. We know about the Chinese gamer who spent half a dozen years at an internet cafe. That's pretty dedicated. But here's a new one. Got this mom. She's pregnant. And she goes into labor playing video games on a computer. And she didn't leave go to the hospital. She had the baby right there in the gaming center. And I guess she kind of gets recovered. And onlookers kind of get the baby wrapped up and trying to take care of the mom and called an ambulance, and she sat back down and started playing video games again. They whisked the baby off the hospital. The boyfriend and the parents stuff showed up over there. She didn't even leave. What is that? Upon hearing the news, the new mother's family members, as well as the boyfriend, rushed the hospital. This is clearly out of the ordinary, to say the least, and surely a lady could have been charged for neglect of her newborn, but She didn't even clean herself. They offered to give her some water to clean herself up, and then she didn't even do that. Ladies, those of you that had a child, we know what kind of experience this is. I have 4 children of my own. I can not even imagine. Oh, incredible. All right, after the most recent, I got to switch gears here. It makes me sick to the stomach to think about that. How have we devolved? Simply incredible. Amtrak installs automatic train controls before service resumes. And so sad on that accident last week in Philly. But Amtrak installed a braking system on the section of track that could have prevented the derailment. The automatic train control ATC keeps tabs on train speeds that heads towards curves, automatically adjusting it if the conductor fails to do so. ATC was already used for the southbound trains in this spot, but not for the northbound. Why isn't this on every curve at this point? Why aren't we automating the trains? Why isn't there fail-safes in there that slows these things down? I don't get it. I really don't. In this modern age, come on. 6-year-old boys passed the Microsoft exam. So for those of you that have been trying to become a Microsoft Office specialist, yes, even a 6-year-old can do it. Link will be in the show notes. Those of you that ride bikes a lot, I've got a suggestion on a bike lock for you, recommended by criminals. Also, Google's working on Chrome to try to reduce its high RAM usage. More tabs you have open, the more RAM it uses, as I well know. So they're working on getting that tamed down a little bit. Article over in Geekness Central talking about the Sennheiser Momentum on Ear Ingress Edition. And this was an article put together by Andrew. So another bargain for those of you that are in North America or Europe. There's 25% off the Ingress editions of the Sennheiser Momentum on-ear headphones with a checkout code of Ingress Promo 2015. So if you look at the availability here, the discount will be available from 15 May to 31 May. And the promotion is running in Germany, UK, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Sweden, Finland, Canada, the United States. Prices will vary. But those of you that are playing Ingress, obviously you'll want to buy the blue headsets for the Resistance and green headsets for the Enlightened. And again, you can use that Ingress promo code. Ingress promo 2015 is the code to get the discount. And nice headsets by Sennheiser. All right, so definitely check that out. Link will be up in the show notes for you. All right, Google's cracked down on deceptive order head sites. Basically, they've been gaming the system and getting a higher ranking than the actual restaurants themselves. And Google has put the body slam on this particular startup for abusing its position and doing some of the trickery with black hat tactics and domain names and a variety of different things. So that could spell the end for that particular startup for sure. Okay, let me see here. Microsoft Outlook now is being designed to clean up your email by default. So that is something that we'll have to see how well it works when it rolls out. But if you're an Outlook 2016, if you're using the preview, you'll get to be able to test this now. It's available. Microsoft is marking 25-year anniversary of Solitaire with an internal tournament. And in June, we'll get our own chance in the public to have compete against one another for a score and time playing some of the Solitaire scenarios. Tim Cook has trolled Android users during a university commitment speech. You'll have to laugh at this one. He says, I begin today. This is from Tim Cook. I begin today. They asked me to make a standard announcement about silencing your phones. Those of you with an iPhone, just place it in silent mode. If you don't have an iPhone, please pass it to the center aisle. Apple has a world-class recycling program. Ha, ha, ha. It's a little jab at Android and Windows phones. iPhone users. All right, that's going to bring us to the end of the show today for as the content goes. And we'll see if I have any additional email comments. I think we did have some come in. So I actually made up some time here tonight, which is good. And let me load this. Look at the date on these. Make sure I'm getting the right. What date was this sent in? No, we already read that. Is that? Oh, it's loading. That's why. Bada bing, bada boom. What else do we have? Oh, I got an email from Sam. Sam, I appreciate your feedback. We will be doing some adjustments. We'll be talking about that later. Got an email from Dino. He said, hey, Todd, check out this article about Apple Watch buyer's remorse. So I'll have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. I got an email from Timothy. He says, hey, Todd, didn't know if you saw this, but I thought it was very interesting. It was on appleinsider.com. It's talk about technology that harvests excess energy from plants to charge mobile phones. And Tim, it was good seeing you as well at NMX/NAB. But thanks for that link. I definitely appreciate it. Have that link up in the show notes. Again, Sam, thank you for your email. And also got an email from Michael. Say, hey, Todd, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but for the past few years, I've been a fan of the service called Yumano, which has actual people reading online content rather than text-to-speech. Combined with podcasts like GNC, it made my commute quite productive. Unfortunately, last week, they abruptly announced their shutdown following being acquired by Dropbox. It's a bit of a bummer since the service was so good. I can only hope Dropbox relaunches it in some fashion. Just thought you'd be interested. So anyway, that's very interesting, Mike. And on your other topic, I hope your progression continues. Good luck on that particular quest. And a little private thing between Mike and I. But we definitely... it's kind of... Andy, so they were actually having humans that were reading the news and stuff, huh? That's kind of cool. Why did they get acquired if that was their claim to fame? That's what's got me confused. Interesting. All right. Hey, if you had a good time today, I would definitely consider you becoming an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. In the coming days, I'm going to be refining the... some of the message around the Insider program. I want you guys to kind of understand the complete importance of listener support of the show and what is possible if certain goals are achieved. So I'll get that kind of laid out in a way that you guys will understand. So we have some milestones. I don't want to take this over to the folks at, there's a couple of sites that do this type of stuff, but they take such of a percentage. I don't think it's worth it. We'll try to refine it here and hopefully continue to move forward with gaining more folks that are becoming insiders and the reasoning behind the bigger emphasis on it here recently. But that's all I got for you today. I definitely appreciate you all for being part of the audience today, and thanks for being part of the Ohana, being part of my extended family. And I want to hear from you as well. Geeknews@gmail.com is a place to email comments about the show. We want you to definitely support our sponsors. It helps us in a big way. If you're in the market for a mattress, Casper.com/geeknews is the place to go and give it a try for 100 days. Let's see if we can move a few of those. I know there's a few of you that have been thinking about something, maybe even something for the kids. And this is a great mattress at an affordable price that I think you're going to fall in love with. Again, I need some more time on it, and I'll keep you updated on how my sleep tests go. And actually, we're going to put some of the relatives on it and have them test it, too. So I'll get some feedback from them next week, be able to share with you as well. But that's all we're going to do for today. I'm going to wrap this thing up and get out of here. Thank you so very much for being part of this family, and share the show with your friends, people that you know. Don't post it on the bathroom wall, but we want you to share it just about everywhere else that you legally can. But until next time, everyone, take care. It's been my pleasure. We'll see you on Thursday. Everyone, take care. Aloha.